Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi. Is this Family First?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I'm calling because I'm wanting to become a caregiver.
Okay.
I don't know if I left the number at the wrong line just now, but I tried the 7400.
Okay.
Maybe.
This is 7410, so you and the agency is 7400,
okay, cool.
So you're at the right spot.
Oh, okay, cool, because it's like showing like a different number, like I found your website or whatever, I clicked the button, so I just...
Yeah, you're
sure.
Good. Hey, did anyone respond to you yet?
No, I literally just called and left that message like 2 seconds ago, and then like kept going down it just to see because I didn't know where. But yeah, so long story short, my neighbor we've been trying to get this thing set up since like September.
Yep.
And he's kind of like stuck in a nursing home.
Oh no.
He does not want... This is the most diabolical story you will hear all year, I promise you.
Please don't make me cry. No, don't tell me.
Oh,
no,
it's girl.
It's horrible what's happening
so
to
bad.
Family in the nursing
it's
homes.
So bad.
Yeah,
well, and the fact that he even ended up there. I went to Jefferson Hospital with him. I said, we need to speak with the social worker on Monday, blah, blah, blah. They're planning on discharging right back home. He'd just gotten home after a hip break.
Jeez.
He was in sick condition with no nursing order. And I said, okay, I can do this for him, but I need some help, and I need to be able to, you know, like, have some liability coverage and whatever, you know what I mean? Like, this needs to be official. Let's get that set up. And Jefferson Health was like, talk to his sister, who's some crazy woman in Vermont who never comes to see him or anything. She's like, put him in long-term. This is, you know, he's got to go to long-term. And he's still completely right to this minute. He is still making all his own choices, supposedly.
All right. Let's see what his first and last name. Let me see what he has in the system.
Yeah.
What's his first and last name?
Bob Basalo. Robert
okay,
Basalo.
So Bob is for short. So Robert, spell the last name for me.
V-A-S-S-A-L-L-O.
So D is in David, A-S-S-A-L-L-O.
No, V is in Victor.
Oh, V.
V is in Victor.
Basalo. What's the date of birth?
Hold on 1 second.
And what county is he in?
He's in Montgomery County.
Okay. And what's your name?
I'm Dorothy O'Cotney.
Dorothy, you're going to be the primary caregiver to get paid to take care of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And does he have a discharge date?
Within 2 weeks.
Okay. This is going to help us. So go ahead. Give me his date of birth.
I've been working my ass off on this for the last few weeks.
And you should have been getting compensated. Yeah, you have power of attorney.
I just became a power of attorney. I've been doing this for 5 months, and then they had the audacity to tell me today that this... Are you fucking kidding me? I just got switched. Well,
take care of him.
Maybe I'll take it off then. This is getting worse and worse and worse for him.
What you're going to do is let's put him through the process. Let's get him approved for services.
Yes.
All right.
Let's still do that.
You're going to assign someone temporarily until you remove from POA.
Right.
Does
the caregiver have to be 18?
Yeah, they have to be 18 years and above.
Okay. All right.
We could even send someone out temporarily until you could get that squared off.
Well, frankly, the whole point was to get a second nurse anyway.
Okay.
I'm willing to help him out some, but that is, again, like, every step of the way, I have been given zero good information or advice.
This man
has been so screwed over, and they've been telling me we'll have him home at this nursing home since Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Okay, what's
the date of birth? They promised him by Thanksgiving, and it's 4/4/43.
Nice numbers. Let's check.
I know. He's an 82-year-old Vietnam veteran, and he has nothing but this one crazy sister.
Yeah.
And I just had, the PA broker just walked in with me to his room for our meeting that they knew about. He was laying there with no pants or diaper on.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how, I mean, like, what the... This is terrible. And, I mean, honestly, it's not looking to me like he's going to end up coming home. I'm going to be honest. Like, this is just the most obscene, horrible news to hear.
So he has a waiver. He has the eligibility. We just got to get him home.
Yep.
He has and eligibility
exactly.
for
and
it.
Since I spoke with them in October, I've been telling them and being told that he is going to be, we're going to find out how many hours of care he's approved for before he gets back home.
Yeah,
and in October, he was walking around without a walker, and right now he is a total care patient.
Because the longer he stays there, the more incapacitated they become. He needs to get out of there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So right now he has the eligibility codes to submit the referral, Dorothy. I'm going to do that right now. He has to go through the broker, though. The broker has to be able
to... He had them out today.
Okay, good. So they're going to determine eligibility, days of care, how many hours he gets.
Correct.
Submit
I have that all moving. Yep,
good.
And I was recommended by the home, who actually, they aren't malicious in this, the place he is at now. It was just a simple mistake on their part to not investigate. They should have been willing to speak to me when I very first asked. But I just let it wait until they could see he wasn't crazy. And then they said, hey, is this guy making his own choices? They said, yes. And I said, well, why isn't he home then? He says he wants to go home every day. And they said, oh, well, he has nowhere to go. And I said, yeah, he does. He's holding his apartment. He's in communication with the landlord daily. Like, what are you talking about? And that's when we started moving everything, and then everything was still very problematic.
If you would have been his advocate, they would keep him there and make it seem like he's
forever.
Just not. Yeah, yeah, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
I warned Jefferson Hospital that this would, like, we can't let this happen to this poor guy. And what did they do? Threw me out and sent him there. I don't understand why. I just don't. I am so sad. This is the grossest thing I've ever had to witness. I am shocked. And the power of certain things had to happen because there is nobody to, I mean, we were getting so many roadblocks because he cannot handle being, he's getting sicker and sicker. He can't handle being on the phone. He couldn't get the forms he needed. I had to become power of attorney to get all this done.
To get him.
I became power of attorney like 2 weeks ago, and we're already on the phone. PA broker was just in his room this morning.
Good for you.
So, you know, I mean, oh, and he's also had a podiatrist, a psychiatrist, been put on Ativan so he's not sitting there screaming all day anymore. And, you know, they are working with me generally, but, like, you knew that they were coming, and you didn't even make sure this man was dressed and his
That's
room
crazy.
Clean.
That's crazy.
Like,
horrible.
Girl, it is
imagine
horrific.
If you wasn't
the
there.
Pictures.
Imagine if you wasn't helping him. Do you know how many
he would
people
just sit there
are
and
in the
die.
Same? Yes, you know how many people are in the same condition.
I'm a CNA.
Yeah,
I've been a CNA for many years, and I honestly don't do it because I can't work.
The
These
abuse.
Places never want me.
Yeah,
I'm the best nurse there, and I can't watch the mistreatment and the lack of accountability for patients' needs from these companies, and I speak up, and, like, I just walked out on Horsham Center for Choice Living. I was their security guard. They hated me, and I was like, it took me a minute to realize it's because I am probably, I'm looking through the file afterwards, right? I went back. I'm the only security guard that puts in a grievance with someone who comes to that desk and makes a complaint.
Wow.
I put in a grievance for everybody. They wanted me out so bad. They started making comments that I was, like, harassing a resident because this one resident in a assisted living section, like, was, you know, oh, Dorothy, come and see me. And I'd stop by and see her on my way on the security tour. Big fucking deal. Harass. I was like, I'm out of here. You people are fucking sickos. I can't do it. So, you know, I have all the experience needed. I've given hospice care before. I've given hospice care in my home before. I'm even wondering if maybe moving him to a hospice diagnosis would get him more hours and be better for him, but he's not ready for that. He just went from driving and being completely normal in May to being, he absolutely should have been approved for just a couple hours a day, and he would have been fine at home alone in
right.
October. And now he is a absolute, I mean, his skin is torn raw. He
oh
wasn't
my
being
gosh.
Bathed. He
Give
wasn't
me his
having
address,
his
Dorothy. Give me his address.
Yeah, the dresser, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is 1390 Camp Hill. Oh, wait. Am I giving you his home address
yes,
or the
one he's going to be discharged
okay.
to?
1728 Norristown Road, like Chuck Norris. Norristown, one word.
I got it. Norristown Road. Okay, what's the city?
Maple Glen, Pennsylvania, 19002.
One second, PA, 19.
Yep. 0002, and it might come up as an amble.
And what's a good number to reach him?
Really mine.
Okay.
He's not, do you have to have him himself, or can I just be his agent for the moment since
I'm the PO? You're his, I already put you down as POA, so contact me for everything. I just needed a number to reach him in case we needed to reach him.
Okay, so his number is, hold on 1 second.
So that's 267-565-6442?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm submitting the referral. Let me see if anyone is available to further you along in the process. Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
You're going to fill out the hiring application. I'm going to send you in as the caregiver. Because you're going to go ahead and do what you need to do on your end to remove that. No time soon.
Yeah, I think once he's home, I guess I will. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure something out. Or I can find somebody else to be the caregiver officially.
Yeah. You call me. Let me know if you identify anyone, or we can send out an aide for him, okay?
Okay. I definitely want an aide coming for the time being as well. Like, my hope is that there's enough hours that I can have some hours and somebody else can come out to relieve me.
There you go. Yeah, we're going to do that for you, okay?
Okay. What type of hours do you usually see people get approved for, though?
Depends on their level of care. You could get up to 24 hours if he gets approved. Yeah.
Right. They're telling me, like, he's only going to get approved for, like, an hour. And I'm like, well, then why did we even do this? Because that's insanity.
No, that's insanity. Give me 1 second.
All right. How did you get out from the hospital? I messed up those things. Come on. Damn it,
all right, sorry for the hold. I'm just waiting. I'm
no
going
problem.
To be transferring you to Ms. Nathalie. She's going to be further assisting you, okay? Please hold.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let me give you you have the agency's info, right? Family First Care?
Say again?
Family First Care. And the agency's phone number is 267. Okay, you got everything you need. All right, please hold.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good morning. My name is Nathalie from Family First Care. Which one do I have the pleasure speaking with?
Hi, this is Dorothy O'Cotney.
Oh. Hi, Dorothy. So I'll be your service coordinator to help you enroll in home care services. So you're applying for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you ever apply, or is it your first time?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, great. Let me first ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. Is your total monthly income more than $2,900 per month?
No.
No, perfect. Do you have any assets, like a home or anything else, life insurance policy?
Nope.
Nothing. Okay, perfect. And are there any minors living in the house on the 21?
Where the patient lives or with me?
Where the patient lives.
No.
No, so you're applying not for yourself, for someone else?
Well, I'm not sure. I was applying to be the caregiver. The patient is a different person.
Oh, okay. So you will be the caregiver for a different patient. And is it a relative to you, like a family relative?
I am his next-door neighbor and only friend. He's 82. He has a 78-year-old sister in Vermont. And she hasn't been helping him at all, even though he wants to get home. And so I'm trying to help him get home. I'm his next-door neighbor. And we've been friends for 17 years.
Okay, great. So he didn't apply it. He wants to start the process, right?
Well, I'm a little confused. I was told I needed to call up and get set up to be a caregiver. Is that what applying for him does?
So there's two types of things. If there's a process, like a state process where you go through once someone wants to apply, that takes a month or two. And then once you're approved, we onboard you as a caregiver and start the care for the patient. So did he already start the process, or do you want to start the process?
Well, we've done, like, the PA broker was out today, and he has the waiver stuff set up.
Oh, so he has the waiver already?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
We just need to find, I guess, and then there's going to be a company.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and take your information as the caregiver.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and find that form.
Oh, my gosh. What am I doing? Hold on. Here's a flute. Hey. Great. I hope you don't spill your water, you dope. Watch out, doggy. Come on. Watch out. It's horrible.
Yeah, I see she wrote here in the notes that you had the maximus done already. He had one visit or two visits. Do you know that?
What do you mean?
So when you apply for home care services, there are two assessments. With one is with the broker and one with the aging agency.
We're waiting for, so they told me that he has already had acceptance through the aging agency because of a September application, and that it was approved then. So since it's already approved, they said we don't have to do that necessarily, I guess. But he still needs, we're, I guess, waiting to hear from the county assistants or what the number of hours would be.
So he's waiting the start of care? Like service coordinator should come down.
He's sitting in a nursing home waiting to come home, and he can't come home without the care already lined up.
Got it.
Because there is no way that he can be at home without a nurse for at least like 16 or 20 hours a day, frankly. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea if he's going to get approved for that or not, so this might be pointless, but I'm just doing what I can do on my end.
I'm trying to look where I can see the waiver. I see in the state website where it states whoever has the waiver. I don't see any waiver. Let me see if there's a different waiver I can search. I'm trying to see if it's who the...
Yep, it's fine, I get it. No problem. I'll be quieter and thank you. I'm doing a couple little work here. I'm over with them all morning, and I got to take care of these animals here. So sorry for the racket.
See, there's active coverage. So the service coordinator didn't came down yet to assess how many hours he needs.
Correct.
Okay, so this coordinator will have to come down and assess how many hours he needs.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and fill out your form. Although I'm not seeing the waiver in the Promise website, I'll go ahead and fill out. Seconds.
Okay. All of this is hard and confusing for anyone who's new to it, for sure. So
I'll try to help you. And
yep, no worries. Watch. I wish I had known that he was approved in September. I would have called back then. Because this is a messed up scenario, very sad that he is trapped there like this, and now his health has declined horrendously.
Mm.
Horrendously. Oh, you're an idiot, dude. Get out of here. No, what are you doing, you guys? It's the dumbest thing you could ever do. Get off it. Get off. Go. Go. Get off it. On the thing. Come on. Yes. Move. Go. 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 Step. Go. Get up.
Let me go ahead and take the form. What is your last name?
Okay, O-C-H-O-T-N-Y.
O-C-H-O-T-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your first name spells D-O-R-O-T-H-Y.
Okay.
And the patient's name. Patient's
Robert.
Name, Robert. Yep. Vassallo.
Vassallo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And the phone number. What is the best phone number to reach you?
215-872.
872.
50.
50.
87.
87. Okay, perfect. And what is the address? Your address?
1722 Norristown Road.
how do you spell that?
N-O-R-R-I-S-T-O-W-N. Like Chuck Norris Town, one word.
Okay, Norris Town Roads.
Yes, Ambler, PA, Pennsylvania, 19002.
What is the, how do you spell the city name?
A-M-B-L-E-R, or may come as Maple Glen, two words.
Ambler Maple? What do you say?
No, it's the city either comes up as Ambler, one word, or Maple Glen.
Oh, okay.
The same place.
Okay, I'll put an Ambler. And your email address, please?
Forever, FUREVER, 2016 at Gmail.
Okay, so I got from FUREVER, what was before?
FUREVER 2016, the number 2016.
Okay. Got that.
At gmail.com.
Got that. And your language, your primary language is English, I guess. And
yes.
Did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? Just questions that I need to ask.
No. Come in. Come out. Delta, come. Delta, get outside. Hey.
Okay, so I've just submitted the form.
Okay.
For the interview. Someone will call you to with further information on how to onboard
okay.
you. But about the insurance, so I see, do you have the information of the service coordinator who should come down and assess how many hours your neighbor needs?
Okay.
Do you want me to give you the information on who the service coordinator is?
Yes, please. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so this is service coordinator for who?
This is with Keystone First.
With Keystone First. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Keystone First. It
seems to be that he got approved lately. Like
just
recently.
January
7th. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. So, as like I said, I just jumped in to try to help him. He's been trying to do this by himself since October. I've been helping. He was already, he was put in the nursing home on the 15th, and even though he was crying out he wanted to go home, they put him in as a long-term patient. And said they didn't know where he would go, I guess. And finally, I was able to clarify that he does have an apartment, and well, it's a basement level of a house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, he has a nice space where he'll be much more comfortable than he is now. And the only problem is, when I started this process, he literally was walking around without a walker, and now he is bedbound.
Wow.
Yeah, and pictures and videos of this decline are pretty heartbreaking, and this is an 82-year-old veteran with no family. You know, it's just shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you stay on hold for 1 second for me?
Yes, not a problem.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. I'm you a text right now. With the information of the service coordinator. So I'm sending in a new text. So just
okay.
call up this service coordinator, let them know that.
Yeah. see what I can do to get evaluated at this nursing home prior to his discharge date to see if enough hours would even be approved.
Yeah, yeah, like how many amount of hours he would be approved. So this is the
Right, we can't bring him home with not adequate hours of care. You know what I mean? Like, he can't come home without adequate care and then find out there is